Okay, today is Daf Tes in Masechtas Chulin. We're on Daf Chesam Beis by the one dot. Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav. Right, you got it there? Chesam Beis. Very interesting Daf today. Is it interesting? Yes, it's interesting. But Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav. Hatabach Tzarech Shlosha Sakinim. A butcher needs three knives. Achas sheshochetba. One for shchita. The achas the echad shemachatech ba basar. One to cut basar. The echad shemachatech ba chalav. One to cut the chalav. Okay? No. I don't know. So the Gemara asks, wait a minute, why do you need three? Beleskin lay, now, the one for the shechita, you don't do anything else with this except the shechita. No one has a question on that. That's clear. So beleskin lay chada, use one knife. Velechaso babasar, always use the first cut all the meat that you're going to eat, that you're going to sell, that you're going to use. Then v'hadar lichtek b'chalavim. Then after that, then use the knife to cut the chalav. What's the problem then? Well, then you'll kasher the knife. So the Gemara answers, no, you could do that. The Gemara, zera shem yachta chalav machach basar. So you might make a mistake. You might cut the basar first, you might have to cut the chalav first. Cut the chalav first, and then 15 minutes later, you go and start cutting up the meat, the flavor of the chalav is absorbed into the knife, but it's going to go into the basar. And then we have to get a second knife. It's not tummy, it's not kosher. Not kosher. You have an animal, you have kosher parts of it, and not kosher. You have to get an usher. Not kosher. Not kosher to eat. But it's not kosher. But it's going to make the knife trace. The absorption, the flavor of the chalav is going to go into the knife, and then when you cut the meat, it's going to go back into the meat. That's going to trace up the meat. So the Gemara says, zera, right? So you're right. You can do the buster first, but this is a zera. You're not, people are. We can't guarantee that. So the Gemara says, Hashtanami michlaf lei. So why won't you mix? I think this question means, why won't you mix up the knives? Why won't you mix up the knives? Is that the question? Why won't you mix up the knives? So the Gemara says, no. Kivan is truchin hu trei. Since you need two knives, what do you need two knives for? One for chalav, one for basar. It's lehekera. There'll be a hacker. What's the hacker? What kind of hacker is that? That's the hacker. Says Rashi. Three words. Osa ba simin. You're going to make it simin. Now. What? Correct. The Gemara didn't say a word about making a simin. That's Rashi's invention. Rashi's invention was osa ba simin. Make it simin. Says the Rama, based on this Rashi, if you have, which we all do, if you have, now, in the olden days, they didn't have different looking cutlery, different looking knives for milchit inflations. Why? Because they didn't go into a store and have a thousand different styles to choose from. That didn't exist. What you have, you had knives, and you had knives. So how do you know which ones are the milchit knives in your kitchen, and which ones are the fallacious knives? Says the Rama, based on this three-word Rashi, they would make a simon. And this is the origin of having two sets of knives, two sets of cutlery. Which cutlery did they make the simon in? Says the Rama, well, obviously they made a simon in the dairy one. So obvious, because it's Pasuk and Shmuel that says that. Really? What's that Pasuk and Shmuel? The pasuk says in Shmuel Aleph in Parak Yud Zayin, pasuk Yud Tes, Charitzei Hachalav, right? The marks in the chalav. So from based on that, if you had to make one scratch in the dairy and two scratches in the, you can make yourself crazy, or you can make simanim in one and leave the other ones on top. Which is what Rashi says they did with the chalav and the basar, right? in Eid Simonim. Right? So that's the makar. This is all the makar of having two. Like I said, they didn't have different styles. Today they have different styles. Right? The green ones are this, and the blue ones didn't have that in those days. So they have to make a simon in the cutlery itself. Right? That's the Ramah. They would make it in the dairy ones based on a pasuk in Shmuel. The Meiri argues on this, the whole discussion here. Okay. But that was quite interesting. Next. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav. Hatava, a butcher, Sarach Shnei, this is not the same exact halach as before. Sarach Shnei Kalim Shal Mayim. You need two Kalim of Mayim. Two different wash basins. Echad Shemediach Po Basar, one where they wash out the Basar, Echad Shemediach Po Chalav, one where they wash out the Kalim. V'nitzken Leichad, why can't you have one? V'nidayach Le Basar, V'hada Nidayach Le Chalav. First, wash out the Basar, then wash out the Kalim. Now the dairy, you might wash out the caliph first. What's gonna happen is wash out the caliph. It's gonna be pieces and absorption, and then you're gonna wash out the butler. The whole butler is gonna become great. Hashtanami mechalfile. Well, why don't we say the same thing? Same thing that what? That I will maybe you'll mix them up even if it's two. The Gemara gives the exact same answer. Kevin is trichina tarti. Since you require two, it's lehekera. There is a hecker. Right? See, the Meiri argues on the whole long distance on Rashi, because Rashi made that up. It's mashma that the simin is you have two. So if you have two, by definition, you're never going to mix them up. That's what it seems like. Rashi made up a thing. It's based on it. Now you make a simin. Something Gemara said. So that's the Meiri argues, but Klai Yisrael, Rashi won this one. Right? Next. Amar Meir Mishrander of Papa. Okay, this is why I don't understand at all. Till the second line of an alpha, I don't understand this Gemara at all. I read the article, I didn't understand it either. I just don't understand it. Lo litchof inish kifle ilave bisra. I think this means don't put basar underneath fat, underneath tailor. Why? The dye of tarba ubala bisra. It's going to drip down into the meat, and it's going to trape up the meat. That's how I understand. Right? Don't, it's in common sense. You have chalav hanging, don't put basar underneath that. Why? Because it's the fat, the juice, is going to drip into the basar, it's going to ruin the basar. Ihachi, if so, kitriti nami doyev tarbu balavisra, if so, right, then even if you have it lying down flat, right, why aren't we afraid? What? If it's laying on top of it, not on top of it. What? What's flat? Same tray. So why don't we choshesh that the, what's going to happen now? It's going to drift. Separate. And go into the meat. So the Gemara answers, no. Karma mafsik mitatoi. There's a membrane that's going to prevent that from happening. Right? Rashi says, about Vadim Rashi, in Chelev Labasar, Vu Osakrum, this membrane, Anunot Lemen Aksalim, they would take off the flanks, Shakarin flanks, it's called flanks, right? Ba'av, it's thick, Vachazahut, very strong, Lakach, Usar, Shechelev, Nivlabo, Aval Ein Nivla, Kolkach, Shi Yudzov Labasar Tachla. It's El, it doesn't flow into anywhere else. I don't know what this is. I don't know what this means. So it goes, so Ihachi, if that's true, may you avoid Nami Karma. Maybe you say the same thing. Why does the membrane stop the chela from dripping down into the meat? So the Gemara answers, no, Idi, the Mishamsha, Yada, Mitavcha, since the yad of the butcher is very busy when he's carrying the animal, Mifata, it's going to open. And therefore it's going to drip in, and therefore you have a problem. I don't know. What? Does that make sense? I just wanted to say right, the Matthias. Right, so don't leave it hanging, it's going to drip. And what about sideways? And it's going to drip into its own. Right, so there's a membrane there. Okay. Fine, very good. Next. Rami Hudim Arab. Who said the name of Rab? Tamachacham. Sar Shiel Magimel Dvarim. The Talmud Chacham has three things. What are the three things? First thing is ksav. What's ksav? Says Rashi. Lichto. So right. Sheyodea lichtom shmo ilu yashav bedin ola edus. You have to know how to write your name in case you called for a judge or agent. That's the Rashash. I need a Gemara to tell me that you have to know how to write your name. Rashi is quite difficult. Quite difficult. I need a Gemara to tell me how to write his name. I need a Gemara for that. So there are three other answers what this means. The Me'iri says, the Rid says, the Itzer says, it means you have to know how to write Shtaros. If you're going to be called upon to write Shtaros or to interpret Shtaros, you're going to need to write Shtaros. That's what it means. It doesn't mean how to write your name. It means Shtaros. That's the first job. The Yamshal Shlomo said, it means you have to know how to write Tshuvas. People are going to call you up. What's the story? My cholent pot fell into the milk. A hole, you can have a hole. My knees are shy, you can have a hole. So, develop something in Klai Yisrael. People write you Tshuvas. Those Tshuvas have to know how to write. You have to know how to write normal Tshuvas to people. Because Kedinim, they can understand what you're paskening. That's what it means you have to know how to write. Doesn't mean you need. Not like Rashi. Right? He says, Piske Dinim, and also, what? Makes the most sense. And Igeres Shalom. Right? They have to know how to be able to communicate. You can't write these, because if you read these smart, you don't know what they're talking about. Right? Because you have to know how to write, you have to explain yourself, be clear, whether it's a letter to a friend, or a Piske Halacha. And the Rashash says, the fourth shot is you have to know how to be a sofer. You have to know how to be a sofer, you have to know how to write Osiyom for Stav, for Stav. Torah, Tefillin, Mezuzah, you have to know that. Fine. Those are the four pshatim. Now, the second thing you have to know how to do is Shechita. Says Rashi, Lu'umen yado lakach, you have to be a expert. Afilu shebaki b'hilchoseha, even to be a baki in the halacha. Okay? Now, says the Marsha. And the third thing is Mila, which no one comments on. You have to know how to do a Bris Mila. Says the Marsha, wait a minute. I don't need a Gemara to tell me that you have to know the halachas of Hilchos Shechita. And you have to know the halachas of Hilchos Seis Torah. Let's assume it's not writing letters or writing Kiskadina, which means being a Sofer. I need a Gemara to tell me you have to know. You have to know Paul Tarakula. So how come I have to know the halachas regardless? That's not, I don't need a Gemara for this. Ah! Oh, says the Marsha, we're talking about practical. To know the Rashi says, do you even have to know the halacha? That's halacha. Of course you have to know the halacha. You have to know chatzav halacha. You have to know all the halacha. You even have to know how to do it. That's a different story, right? There are people that know the halacha. They can't do it, right? No, forget the halacha. That's aleph base. Of course you have to know all the halacha. You have to do it. You have to know the halacha shechita. You have to practice halacha shechita. You have to be a shochet, right? Rav Chanina bar Shlemya, Mishmei Derav Amar, Af Kesher Shel Tefillin. Oh, I meant to bring the pictures. Af Kesher Shel Tefillin. Even the Kesher of Tefillin. What does that mean, the Kesher of Tefillin? Hold on. So, what does it mean? What does it mean, Kesher Shel Tefillin? So, the Mishnah Brura says, in Simen Lamed Beis, Shif Katan Reish Lamed Gimel, the massive Simen over there, he says, but the Kesher should fill in, should look like a, that there are those that make, the word tefillin here means, the Kesher should fill in means, look at Rashi. Yesh bo umnes is an expertise. She'ose kimo os dalet. The back of the tefillin looks like a dalet. It looks like a what? An invert, like an L, exactly, like an inverted L. Right, when you take two, it looks like an L, that where they meet, is a knot. So it says Rashi, she nirbo shakai. How do you get shakai? The shin on the tefillin, the shin hakakuka, the kimte chefer kein shin. Right, it's carved out a shin on your thing. The tefillin, the knot at the back is a dalid, and the yud is with the yud. The small ritua that's hanging is like a yud, and it comes out and the kesher also kein dalid. And Rashi says again. The use on the Torosh, right? The little, I'm sorry, Shel Yad. The use of the Yad connecting the knot that's touching the tefillin. That's the Yud. The shin in the back of the head is a Dalit. The knot is a Dalit. Says the Mishnah Brura, there are those that make a kesher, like a mem stuma, like a final, like an end of mem, which means it's a double dalet. It looks like a bat. Okay? It's a double dalet. You've never seen it? You've seen them.
You have that?
Really?
So, maybe I shouldn't read it.
He brings down from earlier sources. You shouldn't have it like that. It's disfavored. You have your minimum, I would keep it. If I had it, I would keep it. There's a big tumult about it. There are those that topple. You know that?
Right.
So in my, I have a mesifta for Mishnah Brura. I have one of her fill. So he said there that it's Alpia Zohar. Once you get to get to Kabbalah, you don't have to busy yourself with that. You know? You don't have to busy yourself with that. Kabbalah. The Mishnah Brura doesn't quote Kabbalah people. He quotes the Truv Me'ava, the Tzfaras Aryeh, the Achronim. But the Mishnah said it's Alpia Kabbalah. Maybe the Truv Me'ava said you shouldn't do it because he quoted the Zohar. The Mishnah Brura left that part out. You know? That's very interesting. Okay, anyway. Right. I agree with you. Anyway, it's one of the things you have to be an expert in. And Berchus Chassan, well, you have also double talent. And Berchus Chassanim. And you have to be a bucky in Berchus Chassanim. How to conduct a wedding. And Titzis. So the Gemara asks, the Iduch, Takam, he didn't mention these three. So he says, Hani Shchichon. Why he mentioned these three? Well, these are very common. I don't have to mention these three. These are very common. If you think about it, which ones are more common? I would venture to say the first three, which sound less common, are probably more common. No? Most people today, maybe it wasn't true then, most people eat meat more than they fix their system. Most people. Why don't you be the one? So why aren't you the one that's doing the meat cutting? Someone else has a job first. But what about for your meat? You have to buy it now. So if you could do it yourself, you would say you wouldn't have to go through all that rigmarole. Most people come across a bris mila in their life more than they get married, more than a wedding. Think about that. There are probably more bris milas in the world than there are weddings. Right? Correct? So why is it more shchiach? Why is it more shchiach? It's just food for thought. I didn't answer this question. The Achronim answered this question. It's food for thought. Right. You don't have to be such everybody. Everybody knows. There are certain halachas. Everybody knows how to not sit. Pretty much. They don't do it because it's a pain in the neck. It takes so long, but they know how to do it. Everybody knows pretty much that what the tefillin has to be like. Some people, I can't make that knot in the back. It's so complicated. But it's, there are guys who can answer, they can do it for you. The guy can do a bris mila, no, they have to be an expert. That's what it means. Okay, next. We're running out of time. We didn't get to the hard part of the doc today. V'amr v'udam ha-shmuel, kol tabak shen de hilcha shchita, if he doesn't know hilcha shchita, aser lechol b'shchita, so you can't eat from b'shchita, the elohein hilcha shchita. These are the halachas of hilcha shchita. Shehiyah, pausing, drusa, pressing, Kalada. I don't know what Kalada means. Borrowing. Yeah. Hagrama. What's Hagrama? Cutting beyond. And Ikur. Ikur means you don't cut. You up here. So my Kamashpulan. What's the Chiddush in that? My Kamashpulan. What's the Chiddush in that? Kulu Tininu. These are all going to be learned coming up in the next month. Yeah, exactly. So no, lo tzricha sheshachat lefaneinu beis begilpah. No, the guy shechted two or three times, and v'shachat shaper, and he did a good job. So ma'od atem, I would think midedach shachat shaper hai nami shachat shaper. Well, he already knows what he's doing, so it's also good. Kamash milam, we don't say that. Kivin de lo gomar, since he's not an expert, he doesn't learn all the halachas. Zim de shahi v'daritz v'lo yada. He might even do shi'in. He wouldn't even know he's doing it. Got to be an expert. He did it two or three times, did it right. All right, listen, beginner's luck. It's not that hard, but you got to be an expert. Listen to this. Hatabach tzarech shiivdach b'tzimanim ma'achar shechita. You have to check the tzimanim after the shechita to make sure that it wasn't ripped or whatever you can check afterwards. Amar of Yosef, af anon nami tanina. We learned this already. From Shimon Omer, im shaha, if you delayed kedei bikur, the amount it takes to check it out, then it's no good. My lav, doesn't that mean kedei lebikur simonim? Doesn't that mean to check out the simonim afterwards? Which is a raya that you have to check the simonim afterwards. Amalei by lav. Hachem Rabbi Yochanan. Here's what he means. Kedei bikur chacham. It means the amount of time it takes when a shochet will go to a chacham and show him the knife and check the knife. That's what it means. It doesn't mean to check the simonim afterwards. It means to check the knife beforehand. So Gemara says, Im kein, hatata zivrecha l'shiurim. You've made it impossible. This line means officially, you've given a shear to your words. In other words, we never have in the Torah, we shouldn't have an arbitrary shear. So for me, I live in a very small city. So for me, this shear is 2 minutes, because the guy lives next door to me, and for you it's an hour, and for him it's 3. What kind of shear is that? I can't have a shear like that. You can't have a shear that you can't put your finger on. Now many times, the Gemara will give a shear that seems like you can't put your finger on. How much you have to carry? Oh, the amount that a person eats, those are all examples of something you can put your finger on. Here, it's impossible to put your finger on it, because it depends on every single person. So the Gemara says, no, we didn't mean that. What we meant was, Ella, k'dei bikur taba chacham. No, you yourself are the chacham. You're going to check the knife before yourself. What year is that? A few minutes. Lo bodak mai. What if you didn't check it out? What if you didn't check? You didn't check? Mai, what's the din? So look at Rashi. Rashi's way down. It's almost where the lines get skinny. Where the lines are still skinny, but before they get wide. Lo bodak, he says, b'simanim, mai, what's the din? Trefa shchuta eino matama. A trefa that's chested does not become tame. Okay? Kidamrina ba'or ba'rotef, we're going to learn later in the Masechta, mina behema, which is mina behema, miktas behema mitama, u miktasa eno mitama. Some yes, some no. The ezu trefa, shishachta. What's a trefa? That a trefa that was chested. Doesn't become tame. And the vela that's incorrectly chested, it does become tame. A trefa. Now the shikita here is fine. What's the problem? It's trefa. So you're not allowed to eat it, it doesn't become tameh. Okay, so why did Rashi say that? Because it's going to become very relevant. So Rabbi Elazar ben Antiklis Mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Yane Omar, Trefa v'asura v'achila. The animal that you've shechted, without checking the tamanim, we're going to render it a trefa, and you can't eat it. The masnitsa tana, no. Nevela umatam v'masa. No, we're rendering it a vela. And therefore it became tameh. Okay, you didn't check the simonim. We don't know what the story is. So are we turning it into a trefa, or are we turning it into a nevela? It's a machlokas. The Mike Kamifligi, what are they arguing about? They're arguing about the Rav Huna, they're arguing about the member of Rav Huna, the Amar who said, Behema, a behema, bechayeha, while it's alive, becheskas iser omedet. As the cheskas iser. Look at Rashi, very important Rashi. The last Rashi before the lines get wide. Behema, b'chayeha, while it's alive, b'cheskas iser omedet, okay, it remains in a cheskas iser, I'm going to keep reading the Gemara until I finish the sentence, then we'll go into Rashi. A behema has a cheskas iser. Rashi's going to say, because it's Eivor Min HaChai. So, when the animal's alive, it has a cheskas iser. Now it's dead, nothing changed. Why did nothing change? Because we didn't do a bedikah on the animal. So it's still a cheskas iser. Right? Nothing changed. I'm reading the Gemara now. Ad until shiyada locha b'maz nishchata. Right? Until you know that the shchita was done properly. Nishchata, if the shchita was done properly, harei hi b'cheskas heter. It now has a cheskas heter. Ad shiyada locha b'meh nitrifa. Until you know otherwise. Okay? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, shaharei asura b'shem Eivor Min HaChai. It's usur from Eivor Min HaChai. Right? So when it's alive, it's also usur. That's Eivor Min HaChai. Hilkach, therefore, in nolad suffik, b'shchitasa, if there's a suffik now with the shchita, why is there a suffik? Because it wasn't done properly. Why? No. Why is there a suffik? Because we didn't check it. Ubas lamida al chetzkata. You want to leave the animal on its chazaka. Shrei b'chal davar ata omer. Hemed davar al chetzkata. Because we always have a principle in shas. Chazaka always rules. Shahaya b'tchila, the way it was beforehand. It's tomorrow's that. She'ein yachal lahotzkiya b'men aydei safek. Right? Otherwise, you cannot remove it from the safek. Nimtze, it comes out. Omer, shebehem azu asura. This behem is asur. Why? Shari becheskas iser haitzat tchila. First it had a cheskas iser. V'mitzafek asabo lahatira. Now from a safek you want to master it? Shema nishchat karai. Maybe that it was shechted properly. Al tatirena mitzafek. Don't do that. You can't master an animal based on a safek. Ad yadol lecha shishchat karai. Until you know for sure it was done correctly. That's Rashi. Ask Tosfos a bomb kasha. Tosfos, wait a minute. The animal shechted here in front of me. I have a suffix now, whether or not it was shechted properly. What does Abram and Achai have to do with this suffix? Rashi put up a straw man. Right, oh, the suffix, Abram and Achai, now it's a suffix. Says Tosfos, the animal's dead. There's no issue of Abram and Achai on a dead animal. The only suffix is, was the shechit done correctly? What are you telling me about chazakis? It's dead. You hear what he's asking? Very good question. So Tosfos answered, no, that's not the chazakah. There's a chazakah here. The chazakah was, this was an animal, when it was alive, not Ibn Achai, dead now. This was an animal that was not shechted. There's a halacha in the Torah, in order to eat an animal, it has to be shechted. This animal had a chazaka that it wasn't shechted. Well, how did it have that chazaka? Because it's alive. It had a chazaka, it wasn't shechted. Now that it's dead, it still has that chazaka. We still have a suffix about it. Now you want to tell me, well, now it has a chazaka that it was shechted properly. Why? Because I shechted it. The answer is, but we didn't check the simon. So the chazaka that it wasn't shechted properly didn't go away. You hear this? The chazaka didn't go away. Not Abram and Achai. That's nothing. Dead now. Not Abram and Achai. That was an origin. That's all. The chazaka is as follows. Yesterday, 20 minutes ago, that chazaka was objected. Now that chazaka didn't go away. Why? Because you claim it was shechted, but we have no idea. You hear that? What? Much more partial. Much more, as I read you the Rashi. Rashi brings up Abram and Achai. It's very difficult. Tosfos is much more simple. I have no idea what he's talking about. I have no idea what he's... Maybe he was thinking that. Could be. By the way, there are those that, you know, every time there's a machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, they write a whole paper. It's not really a machlokas. Right? They're really agreeing. Right? Why do they say completely different things? Because they live in different places. Right? There are those that say that. Rashi didn't seem to say that. Okay. Anyway. So Mar Savar, the Tana, this anonymous Tana here, that said it's a Nevela. Why is it a Nevela? Because the Cheskas Isser Kaima, it has the Cheskas Isser, the Hashta Mesahi, and now it's dead. Therefore, it's Matame. Why? Because it's like any animal that died without Shechita. Explains all the Akkad, the Shev Shmaisa, it's so complicated. You can't separate. You can't separate the Misa from the Nevela. You can't separate them. They go hand in hand. If the shechita is not good, by definition, it's a nevela. You can't separate them. To separate them would be what the other one was going to hold. It's a tarz of the sashmi, he said. You can't separate them. If the animal died without shechita, it's a nevela. There's no two ways about it. However, Umar Savar, the other one, who's the other one? Rabbi Elazar ben Yannai said, no, the cheskas iser amrinon. We'll say it's a cheskas iser. However, the cheskas tumah lo amrinon. Why should we make it tumah here? Much more harder shita to understand. Gufa. Now we just said, Amar Huna Brid Behema Bachaya Bacheskas Isra Metas. A Behema, a live animal, has a Cheskas Isra. Ajiodela Chabamash Nishchata. Unless you know otherwise. Nishchata, if it was shechted properly, Bacheskas Hesra Metas. Has a Cheskas Hesra. Ajiodela Chabamash Nishchata. Unless you know that it's a Trecha. So Velema, so they asked the Gemarsha said, Nishchata Hutra. If you shechted it, it becomes mutter. Why does the Gemara say in a backhanded way? If your shachtan is, it has a chazaka that is mutter. Let's say, put that the word chazaka. Let's say mutter. The Gemara says, Hakamash Balan. The Gemara wants to tell you, the afal gaf, the isyid la reusa. Even though some issue developed now, even though, right, afal gaf, the isyid la reusa, even after the shechita, the behemah has some issue about a treifa, right? We found some mum, had it been alive, it would be a treifa. Now, we don't know when this mum developed. Did it happen now, or did it happen all along, right? There we say, since it was shechted correctly, it has a, it's a chazaka that is mutter. We can't say for sure it's a chazaka. And what's that case? What's that case of a, how can something develop afterwards? The answer is, how can something develop afterwards dead? But no. So it's a Dibay Mene Rav Abba, Rav Ami, Rav Mervuna. Here's the case. Baz Zev, a wolf came, but not called Bnei Me'ayim. And after the animal died, a wolf came and took away the innards. So we don't know what the innards look like. Ma, what's the din? So Gemara says, Natal, Halestim. If the wolf took them, they're not here. That can't be pshat. Ella, no, Naka Bnei Me'ayim Mahu. He does. The wolf made a puncture in the Bnei Me'ayim, in the inner. So we don't know. So Gemara says, Nakav, Hakachazirza, Nikvinu. If the wolf made a puncture, then the wolf made a puncture. There's nothing wrong with it. No. Ella Naklan, the Hachziran, Kishahain, Nikuvin, Mahu. No. The wolf took the inner, made a puncture, and then brought the inner back. So now, what's the din? Michai Shinan, are we Choshish, Shema, B'makom, Nekev, Olo. Maybe where the wolf made a puncture, there was already a puncture there. Right? Now, we don't say that, because we go bust a rope. The Gemara already asked that question in Machin. Said, well, if you stab somebody, maybe you stab the guy who's a treifa, and the muckum in the heart, who's already a treifa there, so they would go bust a rope. Rope people don't have that issue. So the Gemara says, Amalei, no, ain't choshes, shem muckum, nekem, nekem. We don't have a choshes for that. Why? Because people are healthy. So what is it? It's a chazacha. Eitzvei, wait a minute. Oh my goodness. Rod tzipar, hamanaker, b'teina, if you see a bird pecking at some figs, a dance fig. The achbar hamanaka b'avatichim, you see a mouse pecking at a watermelon, choshishin, we're afraid, shema b'mako nekev. We are afraid for that. Right? We are afraid for that. Right? Maybe in the spot where the mouse is eating the watermelon, there was already a hole there, and a snake put poison there. They wouldn't make that without choshishin. Amalei, mika medamet, Itzur l'sakanta? You're comparing an itzur to a sakana? Sakana, shiny. Sakana is very different. Why is a sakana different? I'm not sure I understand this answer. The Chazam Sofer says, because you are relying on a rope or a chazaka. That's, even though the particular details might be wrong, they might be wrong. However, you're allowed to go bust a rope. Would anybody go bust a rope when it comes to a sakana? The answer is no. If there's one bottle of Tylenol that has poison in it, you won't take Tylenol. The odds that your bottle are a million to one, you're not taking that chance. Right? You're not taking that chance. If you have three hot dogs and one straight, if you're make or a dish, you can eat all three. What's the answer to that? The answer is because it's rogue. You hear the difference? When it comes to sakana, nobody plays games. Amalei, Rava. Maishna, Safet, what says Rava? Says Rava, what's the big deal? Maishna, Safek, Sakanta, Lukumra. Safek, Isurinami, Lukumra. Sakana, Machmir. I'm going to come to an answer, also Machmir. What's the difference? Rava is very difficult. Because we all know the difference. Like I said, nobody will touch the Tylenol. When it comes to meat, if you lost money, everybody comes up with rope. Everybody comes up with rope. Not just meat. The Arla, the Truma, it's all rogue. Right? You're certainly eating it, sir. Yeah, but it's rogue. And nobody will touch the Tylenol. So Amalei Abaya, below shiny being through with the Kanta, there isn't a difference? Of course there's a difference. But Ilu Safek Toma Rishas Rabim. You have a Safek Toma in Rishas Rabim, Sfeko Tahar. Ilu Safek Mayim Agulin Asurin. If you have a Safek, if it's Mayim Agulin in Rishas Rabim, nobody will drink that. Why not? Because it could be poison in there. Nobody's going to take that chance. Safek Toma versus Rabbim is mutter. Amalei, says Rabbim, no, Hasam Hilk is a Gemirila. That's the reason for that. Misota. It's learned out of Sota. That doesn't make any sense. Ma Sota versus the Yachid. Just like Sota happens in private. Af Tuma versus the Yachid. So too. The only time Suffolk Tuma is in private. Mazar Asimi. Wait a minute. Sheretz Pati Cholda. Let's say a weasel's running around with a little sheretz in its mouth. And the Cholda Malechas Akabi Kikar Esel Truma. And the Cholda's running on Kikars of Truma. And Suffolk Naga, Suffolk Lo Naga. There's a Suffolk if the sheretz that's in the mouth of the Cholda touched any of this Truma or not. It's running around. So the sheretz is dangling down from the mouth of the Cholda. Did it touch the Truma? We have no idea. So what do we say? Snake or tar? It's tar. Why is it tar? Because it happened in Rosh Hashanah. It's tar. Bilu Suffolk Mayim Megulin Asurin. Nobody will drink Mayim Megulin. Gemara gives the same answer. Hasanam Hilchas Akimirulai. It's be Sota. It's a tradition from Sota. Ma Sota. Davar Sheish Po Das Lishol. A Sota. You could theoretically ask this woman, were you alone with this man or not? Right? Af Hacha Davar Sheish Po Das Lishol. The only time there's going to be an Isser of Tuma is if it's somebody you could ask. You can't ask the Sheretz. You can't ask the Cholda, and you can't ask the Kikar of Truma. They don't answer you. So therefore, different halachas. That doesn't mean for a minute that Mayim Agulin is worse. Doesn't mean that for a minute. Amr Ashi, wait a minute. Tashma, Shaluchet, let's say I have a plate. Sheinicha Magula, that you left it Magula. Uba, you come back a little while later, Umatza Mechutza. And then you found it covered. Now, how'd that happen? It only happened by a human being. The animal didn't do that. Right? Right? Correct? An animal didn't do that. We're not talking about some genius Planet of the Apes animal. No one did that. It happened by a human being. Right? Therefore, Tanea. Therefore, it's Tame. Why is it Tame? Shani Omer, Adam Tame, Nechnas Hashem Fakisa. It has to be Choshesh that a person came and did that. And the person, by the way, was Tame. We have no idea. Hinicha mechusa, but if you left it covered, uba umatza megula, and now it's uncovered, then that animal could have done that. An animal could have uncovered it, just knocked it over. That an animal could do. So in yichala cholda l'shtos mimena, if the cholda was able to reach it, oh nachash l'divir ben gamil or state court ben gamil, oh or shared batal balayla, or dew maybe came and knocked it over, shula, then it's puzzle. Then it's puzzle, right? It's puzzle to be used for Afer Paraduma. Why? You could say it's not right. Of the cold that came and drank from it, it's not right. But it's not tummy. It's not tummy. Why is it not tummy? But Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Matam, how come it's not tummy? If they should darken, shall shrutzim legalot. Because shrutzim can only knock things over. They ain't darken lechasos. They can't cover it. Therefore, who uncovered this, look at Rashi, who uncovered the bowl? Look at the top Rashi. Ah, fagav, the Adam, nami darka liglos, even though a person could have done it also. Ikka lemitzle ba'adam tahor, uba shrotzam latahir, uba adam tame latame. There are three possibilities who knocked it over. Who uncovered it? Either an adam tame, an adam tahor, or an animal tahar. Why? Live animals are always tahar. You can't have a live animal that's tummy. Only human beings can be tummy when they're alive. So it's either one of three things. An adam tummy, an adam tahar, or an animal tahar. Out of the three possibilities, two of them are tahar. Rove is tahar. You hear this? Rove is tahar. Right? Ein darken lechasa. Let's skip the parentheses. The ilu, however, suffik mayim magulin. But if it's a Suffolk Mayim Megulin, Asurin, we're not going to touch that with a 10-foot pole. Aye. It's one of three choices that a snake came. It could have been a person. It could have been an animal. Still, nobody's going to drink it. Why not? Shmamina, Chamira, Sakanta, Mi'isura, Shmamina. A Chumra is more Machmir than an Isser. That's obvious. Right? There's a whole huge discussion whether Mayim Megulin applies today. The standard answer is it does not. There were machmirim throughout the shla, the gra, even the chazanish. They were all machmir. And they bring up a shayla, what if you have liquids uncovered, which you all do, in a refrigerator? Would the machmirim agree to drink that? A pitcher of water open in a refrigerator. So would the machmirim agree to drink that? Because the refrigerator is closed, it's sealed, a snake can't get, even if you say there's no snake to it, no snake to it. So the Gra said, no, the reason why you can't drink Mayim Megulim, that's one of the reasons we know about snakes. Could be a thousand other reasons. So the Gra said, I'm not drinking that. The Gra wouldn't drink it. Would the Gra drink it out of the refrigerator? That's a big discussion. Because then, not only, then we could say that the reason doesn't apply, it can't be, maybe then the Gra would have agreed if it was sealed and protected. That's a big machlok, big discussion. Now, the Gemara is going to go into more, and then tomorrow's daf is all about the issue of chazaka, and then once we get into that, Yud Aleph is all about the issue of rov. The whole daf is about rov. We'll get to that later in the week. Everybody have a very good day.